The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story, where we'll discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Haryanto Diman, reporting to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Congratulations to Indonesia's seventh and current president, Mr. Joko Widodo, who has been named the Straits Times Asian of the Year 2019. Better known as Jokowi, he was named for being a unifying figure in an age of chaos and disruption, navigating both domestic politics and global affairs. In 2014, he caught the world's attention, being the first person from outside Jakarta's elite circles to take the presidency of Southeast Asia's largest nation. This year, he retained his office with a handsome margin, but also spearheading the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. Other previous winners included Singapore's founding Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Now, to talk more about Mr. Joko Widodo and Straits Times Asian of the Year, we have foreign editor Jeremy Au Yong. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hi, Haryanto.
Jeremy, as a start, you know, tell us, why was Mr. Joko chosen as the ST Asian of the Year 2019?
Okay. Just a little bit of our process. So we have a panel that we debate. This is the eighth time, actually, that we've named an Asian of the Year. And it's always a healthy debate.
Yep.
This year, the vote was unanimous.
Mm.
Everybody agreed that President Joko Widodo of Indonesia, his achievements this year, and I think I can share this, he has actually been in conversations in one of our previous rounds before. But this year, we thought he had an exceptional year. I mean, his achievements both at home and abroad were really set him apart from everybody else, and that's why the vote was unanimous. If we just look two broad areas, domestically, he had an election this year.
Yep.
He won that election by a larger margin than he did before against Prabowo, his challenger. It was a very divisive election, and Prabowo, just like he did at the previous election, contested the early projections of the results right up until the official results were announced.
Yeah.
I thought Jokowi showed a very astute political hand on how he dealt with all this division. I mean, there was protests, there were demonstrations. He was, you know, very careful not to declare victory early. And the moment he was sworn in, he started to pull the country together.
Right.
I mean, the moment all this division was over, he was named the president, he started to pull the country together. And I think that the most emblematic part of that is when he named his cabinet and he put Prabowo, this man who has challenged him twice, he named him defense minister. And this cabinet, and that wasn't even the only highlight in this cabinet. He also named Nadiem Makarim, who is the co-founder of Gojek and, you know, somebody from the new economy, quite a young fellow. So he named him education minister. I think he got a lot of plaudits for that choice.
Yeah.
Overseas, I would say the biggest achievement was this thing that we call the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific.
Yep.
This was a document that the ASEAN leaders adopted in Bangkok, I think in June. It's a complicated thing to do, international relations. So I think if I were to boil it down, let's just say the concept of Indo-Pacific over the past few years has been something that different major powers have used to push their own interest. ASEAN, which happens to sit smack in the middle of the Indo-Pacific, has been getting pulled from one side to the other.
Yeah.
So again, Indonesia was really the one that was trying to push through this ASEAN outlook, which is ASEAN's take on the Indo-Pacific.
Yep.
It allowed ASEAN to assert itself a little bit more, to seize the geopolitical narrative when it comes to Indo-Pacific and act in its own interests.
Right. And you see, we know that Mr. Joko is competent, right? No doubt about that, both domestically and internationally. And now that he's on his second term as president and his final term as well, what are some of the challenges you reckon that he will face, you know, in the coming years?
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that, because I do want to be clear that this Asian of the Year award is not a recognition that your job is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not that you're perfect. It's, you know, and Indonesia still has a lot of challenges. Jokowi has also identified some. I think for his second term, which will be his last term, at least three top ones come to mind. The first is he has to breathe some life into this sluggish economy.
Right. And
economies everywhere are under pressure right now. This is a special challenge for him. Secondly, he needs to root out corruption, which remains to be a problem. It remains a problem in Indonesia. And the third one is tackling what seems to be of late the rise of religious extremism in Indonesia.
Right. Now, thank you, Jeremy, for coming on to share a bit more, of course, about our ST Asian of the Year 2019. Now, to read more on ST's citation on our Asian of the Year 2019, you can head over to StraitsTimes.com. Now, there you have it, the top stories for today. For more news and videos, of course, you can visit our website. Once again, I'm Haryanto. Now, catch us tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.